What exactly is this protest about, though?
This is a demonstration against the wall in Palestine. They are building an apartheid wall all around the West Bank. It's 360 kilometers long. And the thing is, it's not even on the 67 border, and it's stealing a lot of land. And in order to cover 120 kilometers, they're making a wall which is 360 kilometers. So what they are doing, they are going around the villages and they are stealing the land where the Palestinians are working, and forcing in this way the people to abandon their villages. More of that, there is already, you can find this map on website. There is already a plan for a second wall, which is going to divide the West Bank into Khartoum, leaving Jerusalem completely outside Palestine. What's happening is really, really scary. There is a lot of protest in Palestine against this wall, and so we are protesting and express our solidarity for this people who are suffering so much and cannot see the end of their struggle.
And what form is this protest taking today? What are you doing?
Yeah, what we're doing is we're preparing these cardboard boxes with a lot of messages. We ask people to carry their own boxes with their own messages. And what we're doing, we're building in Albert Square a wall, putting together all these boxes. At the end, we're going to smash it down to symbolize that we want the wall down. And that's also the title of the demonstration.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. About the wall I was talking about, this is the 67 border, so you can see that they're going round and round, and here there are villages all the way round, so they're stealing all this land, which is Palestinian, and after the wall there will be Israeli. They already built this bit, okay, till Kalkia, and they're going to finish this bit by the end of August. But the plan is, of course, to carry on like that, and this is the first wall plan. And what is more scary is the second wall plan, which is this one, which is going to divide the West Bank into cantons, which means no right for the people to go from one place to another, which is already a problem now. Like in Gaza, people from the West Bank, they cannot go to Gaza, to the Gaza Strip. So having people divided in this way, apart from the fact they're stealing more land, it will be also dividing the people there, and it's really a terrible, terrible future.
Very nice, like.
I'm alive. Because I'm telling you now, my pants down! Fire!
Why are you here on this demonstration, and what do you think about the West Bank wall?
Well, I mean, this demonstration today, apparently, has been called by Jews for Justice for Palestinians, which is a group of Jewish people in this country that support the movement of the Palestinians for their freedom. On the question of the wall, I mean, you have to look at that in the wider context of the occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Now, the point about this occupation is that this took place in 1967, and ever since then, that was a consequence of the war that was fought between the Arabs and the Israelis in 1967, and ever since, the Israelis have refused to withdraw from the occupied territories, even though there's been United Nations resolutions calling upon them to withdraw. They've completely ignored those resolutions for over 30 years. I think if you look at the historical context, clearly everyone here would support the struggle of the Palestinians for their freedom and for social justice. And living in an occupied land as they are, and subject to all the repression of the Israeli security forces on a daily basis, one has to have nothing but sympathy for the struggle of the Palestinian people. And remember, this struggle has been going on for a great many years. And this is the second intifada within the last 12 years. This intifada has taken on a slightly different form to the first one. The first one, as I recollect, was a peaceful one, demonstration, which involved basically the use of sticks and stones against the might of the Israeli army. On this occasion, clearly the Palestinians are fighting back, but a little more than that. But on the other hand, it's a very unequal contest, because the Israelis have the whole panoply of the modern state armed by the Americans. They have billions of pounds worth, billions of dollars worth of arms going into Israel each year. So the Israelis are equipped with a very modern army, modern and high-tech equipment, warplanes, missiles, etc. And we shouldn't forget also the Israelis have nuclear weapons. And there's an Israeli scientist called Mordechai Benin who's been in prison for 16 or 17 years because he revealed the details of the Israeli nuclear program. Set against this context, we have to actually, as I say, express our solidarity with the Palestinian people. I personally would like to see an end to the occupation of the occupied territories. I'd like to see the Israelis withdraw, and the Palestinians have some form of autonomy, some form of self-government. I personally don't feel that the future for the Palestinians will lie, though, with the establishment of a Palestinian state, if that state is still very much connected and committed and supported by the United States and by the United States administration and by the US military. If the government is not independent of the United States and of the Western imperialist countries, I don't think the Palestinian people will benefit at all. So, although I fully support the Palestinian people in their intifada and their struggle against oppression and repression in the occupied territories, I feel the solution really will come from the grassroots of the Palestinian people, and ultimately there has to be genuine representative institutions that reflect the wishes of the Palestinian people, and not a government that's basically committed to the American ideology and to the American imperial interests. I fear that the current government under their new leader Mahmoud Abbas is very closely aligned to the United States, and I don't feel that any future settlement between Sharon and the Palestinians led by Mahmoud Abbas will lead to the liberation of the Palestinian people. They'd have to transcend that sort of agreement and establish some form of, as I say, representative and democratic self-government in which power lies with the people and not with politicians who serve the interests of big business and multinational corporations and also are committed, as I say, to the United States and political agenda.
Why are you here today and why are you at this protest?
Well, I think it's terrible what's happening at the moment on the West Bank and in the Gaza Strip specifically, not just that the settlements are continuing, but that the Israelis are now producing an additional mine in the way of a peace settlement, and they're grabbing more land. They already took something like 78% in 1948 of Palestine, and now they've taken more than half of what remains. So the possibility of having a two-state solution is becoming more and more remote, and that means that the possibility of ever having a peaceful solution is becoming more and more remote. So I think this is a really critical time, and we have to stop there because the car coming. Specifically doing this today, I think it's in Manchester is really good, because Manchester is has become really one of the main political centres of the country, and you get such a lot of activity here, which is well reported throughout the country, and what happens here is definitely significant. So I think in Manchester we have a really good opportunity of having nationwide coverage, and hopefully if the international press comes as well, we'll have this demonstration filmed and shown in the occupied territories and in Iraq and the rest of the Middle East.
The Justice of Palestinians is a growing group of British Jews who are anti-occupation but not necessarily anti-Israel. There's a whole range of Jews from all over Britain, different ages, classes, occupations that have signed up to it, and an active Manchester group who've taken part in the demonstration today. And this demonstration is to raise awareness about the wall that's being built It's like a big, massive prison wall that's being built in the West Bank, not on the Green Line, not on the internationally recognised borders of Israel, but on Palestinian land, and it's taking away Palestinian land, farms, farming land, breaking up communities, and it's barely mentioned in the peace map, the road map, which we do support, but we want to make sure that it's kind of based on reality, that we all are not talking pie in the sky, but we want a real peace. Peace based on justice is going to last a long time.
Stephen Garsard, I'm the Secretary of Manchester Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Very proud and pleased to be able to support this demonstration today. I think it's a very important initiative, especially with the roadmap being on and the media telling us that there's some, if you like, hope for the Palestinians in some kind of peace process. We, like a lot of organisations, very much believe that this roadmap is a smokescreen which will allow the Sharon government to continue the escalation of terror against the Palestinians, will continue to intensify the occupation. I think the actual wall which this demonstration is objecting to is yet another attempt to build an intractable fact on the ground by Israel, which will then become an immovable obstacle and will basically impose a unilateral settlement to the question.
Atrocities being committed in Palestine, and we need to voice our concern, basically. They haven't got anyone to defend them, the Palestinians, and we're doing our bit to defend their right, their basic human right to exist as a people and as a nation, because that right has been taken away from them. And as an artist, I believe that we should use whatever we can to get our message across. So, why I'm here, why I'm painting the wall, basically.
Whose idea was this, and what exactly was the objective?
The objective is to draw attention to the atrocities that are being committed. So, this is the thing. The symbolism of the wall is that the wall that's been built over in Palestine is annexing many villages, is annexing people, and is denying them their basic right to exist, and it's taking away their freedom, it's taking their basic human right to be able to go and work, to eat, to have water. The idea of the wall in Israel is basically just to destroy completely the people that already live there. So, you know, we're here to draw people's attention to that wall, and we're building this wall so that people realise how bad it really is over there.
Hang on, is that the people who want to take pictures of you as well? Oh! Strong! No, there was going to be a wind! Then go along somewhere in Florida. Oh, well done. Family, friends, many, Manchester.
What's going to happen now with this wall?
Okay, now the wall is up, and it's really great, I have to say, and thanks to all the people who brought their messages. It's really, really a good idea. And, I mean, it's just cardboard, so you can imagine what it is, the concrete one, and how people over there can feel about that. So it's it went really good. Now what we want to do is after we are inviting the people who are here to speak and say what they think, and then after that we're just going to pull down this wall, and that's what we want also in Palestine, wall down. That's the title of the demonstration, that's why we're here.
Like this, let's not forget this demonstration is to raise awareness about the wall that's being built not on the Green Line but in Palestinian territories on the West Bank. It's separating communities, it's taking away Palestinians from their land, and there are people being injured in the process of it. One of the most inspiring things about the protest against the wall has been the Masha camp, where Palestinians and Israelis and people from the international solidarity movement have been protesting together. It's quite unique in that way, and it's been very inspiring within the Israeli peace movement and in the Palestinian peace movement. I'm from Jews for Justice for Palestinians, and we believe in Israelis' right to live securely in secure borders on the 67 borders, and we support Palestinian struggle for justice and their non-violent resistance to the occupation. And it's a real pleasure to be here today and to represent part of the diverse Jewish community and diverse Jewish views that we have in Manchester, and it's really great to be here today with you. Thank you.
Fantastic, Joe. Thanks very much. An Israeli sniper fired his machine gun through Brian's face and pulverized it beyond recognition. The apartheid wall, the road mapped peace, I never really understood it all until I saw the scars on Brian's face. He carried no weapon, he even put his hands up in the air. The press said it was an unfortunate accident. But Tom Herndahl is brain dead. Rachel Corrie and James Miller paid with their lives. So it was no accident that Brian lay in a critical condition in Jenin Hospital. We may never understand the trials of those in Palestine. We may never risk our own lives to take pregnant women to a clinic under the watch of snipers and tanks. But we know in our hearts that the brutal attack on Brian was no accident. In the face of an illegal occupation, Brian chose to step in harm's way. He protected those who didn't have a choice. In this scar, near the ridge of his nose, is the untold story of a grateful people. They have nothing to give him but rivers of tears. They run their fingers gently down the scars on his face. They hold him in their arms and rock back and forth. They try to speak, but the words choke in their throats. They love him like a brother. I know this. because it is etched into the most beautiful face on earth. I've seen with my own eyes the face of Brian Avery.
Declared that every Jew and their family anywhere in the world can get on a plane tomorrow and go and live in Israel. Now that might have seemed tempting then, but now it's not, is it? And this law of return applies to me. I'm not Jewish, but I married Mark, and therefore he and me and my son have this right tomorrow to go to Israel with no questions asked. At the same time, as Palestinians have been driven off their land, persecuted for the last 50 years, and whether in Palestine or not, or in the rest of the world, they have no right of return. This, I think, is absolutely sick. And therefore, in the name of international solidarity, peace and justice, I hereby renounce my right of return to Israel. I'd much rather live in a multiracial Manchester, Britain. Come on.
I'm sure you've all heard the words of Pastor Niemöller, which are very depressing. So this is a version of Pastor Niemöller's famous piece, The Other Way Round. First they came for the Jews, and I spoke out, even though I was not a Jew. Then they came for the communists, and again I spoke out, and the Jews spoke out with me, even though many of us at that time were not with the communists. Then they came for the trade unionists, and again I spoke out, and the Jews and the communists spoke out with me, even though again many of us were not trade unionists. And when at last they came for me, the Jews and the communists, the trade unionists and many others recognized our common enemy and all spoke out together. And suddenly the enemy seemed very small indeed and simply faded away. Thank you very much. Linda? She's going to say a few words. She'll introduce herself. Many hats. Thank you.
Right, I think I've been asked to speak at very short notice as a long-time member of Manchester Palestine Solidarity and also as a member of Jews for Justice for Palestinians. And I'm certainly going to join Penny and I will continue to join people who make the statement to renounce their right to live in a country which is not returned for me because I have never been born there or lived there or anything else, but I renounce that right as well. The only thing that I really want to say is that we were at a meeting on Wednesday night with our Palestinian student who's not with us today, now making her way home again. And it seemed that there was a risk of reducing the foundation of this struggle to a religious one. And she made it quite clear that in Palestine, and particularly where she comes from in Nablus, that Jews, Muslims and Christians, all Palestinians, live side by side, as they always did before the European invention of Zionism, which most certainly was not anything to do with the Middle East and quite alien to any kind of Arab culture. I think the important thing for anyone who is Muslim, who feels that they are getting a bad reputation because of Arab governments who have never supported the Palestinian struggle, it needs to be made quite clear that if you look at the governments around the world, the Arab governments, okay, they may be made up of people who claim to be Muslims, and Israel is made up of people who claim to be Jews, and Britain and America is made up of people who claim to be Christians. So where does that leave us? It leaves us with an understanding that this has got absolutely nothing to do with religion at all. It's to do with economic systems which exploit people and divide people. And we've we have to fly in the face of that as a solidarity campaign or movement, all of us together, those of religion and those of non. And what we have to do, I believe, very strongly, is whatever method of struggle the Palestinians choose for themselves, we support it. We do not dictate how they should fight for their liberation. It's a very imperialist method to tell other people how to fight for their freedom. So whichever way they choose, we're with them and we'll support them.
Thank you. Free, free, Palestine! Free.